we're to be a living example of the life change and transformation that happens when the Spirit of God comes to live inside of us. We're to be salt and light in the world in which we live. We're children of God. We are receivers of His mercy. We are people who live a life of honor. We represent Him. We represent God as we live life in front of other people. That's what we're called to be. That's who we are, church. You and me. Now, Peter isn't talking to just a select group of people here. Everyone who says that they are a follower of Jesus Christ, everyone who claims to be in a living relationship with God, with Jesus, is a priest. Everyone. Everyone has this new job, this new mission in life. Because we have received mercy, we suddenly become mercy givers. Mercy means to have compassion and to offer forgiveness when we don't feel like it. Really, think about it. God is merciful to you and me. We have done so many things in our lives, messed up so many times that the justice of God would call for Him to give us punishment, right? That's the justice side. We deserve punishment. Mercy is, instead of punishment, love and compassion. And that we have received that. So in turn, as priests, we offer that to people around us. Instead of the judgment, instead of the looking down our nose at somebody, instead of the justice side of things, we offer them love and compassion and forgiveness. We are givers of mercy. We show compassion even when we don't want to. If you've been on an Emmaus weekend, you know that one of the talks in the Emmaus weekend is called The Priesthood of All Believers. See, it's not just one or two of us, it's all of us. We are all priests. We are all ministers. We are all called to ministry. We are all given gifts for ministry to bring glory to God. And so what does a priest do? What is a priest's job? Well, a priest offers sacrifice on behalf of others. To serve in a deep commitment to others, not as a convenience to others. We offer praises to God. A priest does good works. A priest lives joy. A priest is a person of great generosity. A priest is one who shows love. A priest is one who prays like crazy. It's all those things. That's what a priest does. Let me tell you the story of David Livingston. David Livingston ended up most of his adult life as a missionary in Africa. Now, he didn't grow up that way. He didn't grow up thinking this to himself, hey, I'm going to go be a missionary in Africa. I'm going to go hang out over there and just that's going to be my thing. No, David Livingston grew up in a very poor, humble beginning. He didn't have much when he was growing up. But David wanted to be a doctor. And he knew coming out of his humble beginnings that to be a doctor, he'd have to scrimp and save and scrimp and save in order to get to medical school and do all the stuff that he had to do. And so he did. His growing up years, man, he scrimped and he saved and he scrimped and he saved. He scrimped and he saved and he went to medical school and became a doctor. And then one day, he went to church. And the speaker that Sunday morning in their church was a missionary from Africa. And that Sunday morning, the missionary, at the end of the service, toward the end of the service, he posed this question. He said, "Who's gonna go? Who will go to Africa? Someone has to go. There are hundreds and thousands of villages of people in Africa that have never heard the name of Jesus. Who will go? Who will go and be a priest? Who will go and be a minister to them?" Someone has to go. Well, needless to say, David Livingston's life was changed in that moment. David said, "I'll go. I'll go. I'll give up my medical practice. I'll leave everything behind, and I'm going to go to Africa, and I'm going to be a missionary. I'm going to go and be a bridge builder from people to God." And over the next decades of his life, he literally sacrificed his life for the people of Africa. He was haunted at night because where he was staying was kind of up on a bluff, and he could look out over the plains of Africa at night, and he could see thousands and thousands of villages where little campfires were burning. Places where he knew that people had never heard the name of Jesus. That haunted him. He wanted people to know about Jesus. He wanted people to know how much they were loved. He wanted people to know about this eternal life that was available to them. David Livingston encountered all kinds of problems in his life. One time he was mauled by a lion. Another time he was poked in the eye with a stick, lost his vision in that eye. Well, at some point during his time there, his wife got sick, so sick that they had to send her back to England. They lost a child while they were there. He got dysentery, and it was hard. I mean, it was a hard life for David Livingston. But here's the cool thing. In the midst of all that crazy stuff going on, in the midst of all the crazy stuff that was happening, David Livingston was able to share the name of Jesus with thousands and thousands and thousands of African people and help them to know who Jesus was, that he loved them, that he went to a cross and died for them. They gave their hearts and life to Jesus because of a guy named David Livingston who literally sacrificed his whole life for them. They didn't have to be afraid anymore. They were free from fear. They crossed over that bridge. They found David Livingston. He had died while he was kneeling at his bedside praying. The last thing that David Livingston did on this earth was to pray for the people of Africa. And they found him that way. The people of those villages, they took his body to the shore, and they were going to ship that back off to England. But before they did, they removed his heart and they buried his heart in the villages of Africa because they understood what a priest was all about. They understood that this guy gave his very heart for them. They wanted to keep that around so they'd be reminded over and over and over again. See, listen, church. God may not call us to go to Africa. God may not call us to go somewhere overseas to be a priest. But God's going to call us to be a priest where we are. God's going to call us to be a priest in our office buildings. God's going to call us to be a priest in our school. God's going to call us to be a priest in the restaurant we go to today. God's going to call us to be a priest when we go to Walmart this week or Kroger or wherever we go. God's going to call us to be salt and light, priests who bring flavor to the world. What's that going to look like in your world today? What's it going to look like in your world this week? To be a priest, to make him famous. I want to ask you just to take a moment, just to quietly bow your heads before the Lord, and I want to just ask you to consider, what does that mean for me today? What's it mean for me this week to be a priest where I am, no matter where that is?